Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. The one thing my wife used to say to me all the time, and still does, you can't take back words, because things can't be unheard. And when I think about what's going on in the world right now with Corona, we're spending more time with our families than we probably ever have before. And because of that, with exposure comes, you know, natural arguments and things just come up. And often when we get in arguments, our emotions take over and we say things that we probably shouldn't say. And so when you really think about challenges to things like marriages and relationships with children and you say things and now you're stuck with that thing. Now, do you go back and apologize? Sure, when you calm down. But the goal here is not to say them in the first place and to stay in control of your emotions and realize that, you know, you can get angry, you can say certain things, but you've got to still think rationally when you get into these heated arguments. And that's one of the things I've learned over my life, because, you know, so many times I've said things that I couldn't, that I shouldn't have said. It cost me relationships, and, or, you know, if the relationship didn't end, it certainly took a toll on that afterwards, simply because of something that was said. So if we would think before we speak, that's step one. But the other thing that happens is, you know, the idea of social media. Right? We respond to people, we get into the heat of passion and argument, and we just respond. And the problem is when you respond immediately without thinking it through, your emotions are dictating what you're going to say. So as a rule of thumb, especially if you're on social media, what if you simply waited? What if you waited a few hours or waited a day or two before responding? You would calm down. You would come maybe from a point of logic as opposed to a point of emotion. And maybe, just maybe, you would stop yourself before you did something that you would later regret. And when we think about these things, there's so many situations, right, that we get into that. And the other thing too, when we talk about social media, people get out there and put their opinions out on social media, right? And they start to argue with other people. And usually it's around politics or something politically motivated. And, you know, we think about this and I see it all the time. And I just was on Facebook before and I saw a bunch of back and forth for people that were liberal and others that were conservative. And I always think about, like, this need to be right. Right. And that's where all this stuff stems from. We have this need to be right. And I always think, like, what is the point? It's completely ego driven. And even if you are right, what is the cost of being right? You hurt somebody else, you belittle someone else, assuming you get through to them, which rarely happens. If you are right, you're doing it at the cost of someone else typically. And then again, where's the long-term gain there? And the other thing too is we think we're right and we take the self-righteous attitude because our point of view is the right point of view. And a lot of it is fueled by media and things that we hear. And we almost get brainwashed to a certain extent with people. Like, you can tell people that listen to things like Fox News all day long or listen to things like CNN all day long, right? They get this self-righteous attitude about it, and they're just looking for somebody to pick a fight with verbally over it. And again, the point, you can't take back those words once you do it. And what's the point? Are you really going to change somebody's mind who's got a motivation one way or the other? And for that reason, why even bother? Why put those posts up? Why get political with people that are on the other side of things just for the sake of doing it? It just doesn't make sense. It costs relationships. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, and I've experienced it too. There's certain people that I just don't really want to talk to anymore. And I don't want to talk to them because every time I do talk to them, it turns into a political discussion that I really don't want to have. And so, and they're not going to change my mind and I'm not going to change theirs. So what's the point? And again, it just becomes hurtful. It becomes vindictive and you can't take back the words. So the suggestion, temper your words, but before they come out of your mouth, think about what you're going to say. Think about what your goal is with the argument that you're having. If your goal is to change somebody's mind, ask yourself the question, is it really possible? What are the odds that you're going to turn somebody, if you're conservative and somebody's liberal, what are the odds that you're going to turn them into a conservative person? And I'll tell you, not very good. And so what's the point in the first place? Is it to show that you're smarter than they are? And are they really going to believe it? Probably not. So why not just not go there at all? And I think that would be a great thing. And I think the country is so divided, and the country being the United States, we're so divided right now over what's going on. People saying things, just knee-jerk reactions. And I'm sure that comes from our leadership to a certain extent. But, you know, what is the benefit in doing it? The message here is really simple. Before you speak, think about what you're going to say. And ask yourself if this is coming from anger, or your emotions driving it, or is it coming from logic? And if you think it's coming from anger, just wait. Hold your words. Step away. And even if you're in the heat of an argument, just stop. Say, you know what? I don't want to talk about this right now with you because I'm going to say something I'm going to regret. So I'm just not going to say anything at all, and walk away. And resist the need to respond on social media. Just wait. Give it 24 hours before you respond. And I think what you'll see is that your outcome will be far different. And you'll find yourself getting along with people much better than you do. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, acknowledge the fact that you can't take back words. Realize when you do get into that emotional state and respond, you're going to probably regret it at some point. And rather than having to apologize for it, resist the compulsion to go there in the first place. Because in the end, it's all ego.